In Houston last night, U.S. Representatives Kevin Brady and Sheila Jackson Lee held a town hall meeting for former Enron employees. On hand were representatives from the Department of Labor, the Social Security Administration, and Steve Cooper, Enron's interim CEO. Hundreds of former workers showed up to air their grievances and to ask questions. NPR's Wade Goodwin was at the meeting.
You've already pointed out...
Every seat in the auditorium at the Houston Community College was taken, and former Enron employees stood two deep along the walls. Although there were congressmen and representatives from state and federal agencies in the room, it is some measure of the former employees' frustration that every question was addressed to Steve Cooper. It is now Cooper's job to see if Enron can be revived, and throughout the evening he tried to walk the tightrope between the company's future and the company's past. The millions of dollars Enron is paying in retention bonuses to top executives to stay on with the company brought this tension into sharp relief. Kim Larrow and her husband were both laid off from Enron.
When I saw that list, I got sick. $2.5 million to Louise Kitchen, $200,000 to Jenny Rubb, $60,000 to Chris Bainey, Bob McCullough, $80,000. No, Mr. Cooper, you didn't look. The talent is here.
Cooper waited some time for the applause to die down.
Listen, I appreciate your perspective, but with the employees that remain, to the extent that they don't have this safety net put in place, the fact of the matter is that, guys, listen, I'm trying to be as candid with you as I possibly can. The fact of the matter is that the organization is then susceptible to just the flight of the intellectual capital, and without that organization, a company can't successfully reorganize.
Although almost all the employees received a $4,500 severance payment, last night they pleaded for more. They were frustrated that in the larger scheme of who was owed money by the bankrupt company, that they were last in a very long line. Whenever anger at that situation boiled up, the room would explode into applause.
My name is Yevgeny Frolov, also a former Enron employee, and I have a question for Mr. Cooper as well. When you got hired to be interim CEO, what about as a human being? Do you have a suggestions how we should solve this particular problem? Because everybody's saying it's a law. Everybody's saying that, you know, we cannot do this, but it's when it's time to give personal loans to board of directors, it's okay. When it's time to break the law, it's okay. So I'm wondering if... I'm wondering if you can break the law one more time.
Cooper politely declined. After the meeting was over, Houston Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee said she had hope that former Enron employees had not gotten all they would ever get.
I frankly believe the creditors committee has a lot of leeway, and I hope the word goes up to New York that there is a resounding sound here for them to be a little bit more lenient with a couple of million dollars for people who are hurting.
Today, Enron's current president, Jeff McMahon, is scheduled to testify before the Senate Commerce Committee, along with Enron whistleblower Sharon Watkins and former Enron CEO Jeff Skilling. Former Enron manager Rudy Sutherland was not impressed with Skilling's first round of testimony before Congress.
It just makes sense that he, of all of those folks, would actually get up and say, you know, I didn't do anything and, you know, everything was fine. He's a me person, and he epitomized that, you know, I think in his last testimony, and I'm thinking you're going to get more of the same.
Sutherland and many of the employees at the town hall meeting last night said they have plenty of time and plan to watch today's hearing. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.